Our Secret Florist has a kind of surprising open secret that you might not believe.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over an online dating website called Our Secret Flirts, which is seemingly, from the cover, a website that seems to allure people who are looking for one-night stands and hookups, but there's a little bit more to it than that. But before we get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with their opening line formula and more. So in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections, the first of which is the user demographics, then the ease of use, then the prices, then the features, and then the success rates. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on my list, which is the user demographics. Our Secret Flirts, as I said in the intro, is an online dating website that seems to be geared towards users who are interested in one-night stands and hookups, but again, there's a little bit more to it than that. And that little bit more to it is that the website seems to openly admit that its users are fabricated and there is no possible way to meet up with them. Yes, you heard that right. This website openly admits to creating fake accounts for real people to interact with. So figuring out the age of all of the users, what the male to female ratio is, or even where these users come from, really doesn't actually matter because all of the users that are on here are seemingly just robots. It is seemingly, from what I can tell, like you're just talking to a glorified bot system. So in all honesty, I can't really see why somebody would actually join this website unless they're one, bored. Two, you simply miss the text that talks about all of the girls on here being fabricated and you think that hundreds of girls are giving you messages even though you don't have a profile picture. Three, it's honestly kind of a funny website and it's good to join just for a brief laugh. Or four, you're actually willing to give away your credit card information to talk to fake people on this website. If you fall into any of those categories, then maybe this website could be for you. I don't know. Anyways, this is going to move me on to number two on my list. But before we jump into that, I do want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me on to number two on my list, which is the ease of use. So let's go over what it looks like when we first go on the site and what the registration process is actually like. Going to the homepage, you'll find an attractive woman displayed with multiple buttons allowing you to sign up and one to log in if you are a returning member. Once you click one of the sign up buttons, you'll be asked a few questions. These questions include a username and password, your gender, the gender you are interested in, your local city, an email address, and a date of birth. Afterwards, you'll have to check a few boxes. One to confirm your username, one to confirm your email address, and one to agree to the terms and conditions, which again, this is where the site gets interesting. Right there in writing, it says, I agree to the terms and conditions and the use of fictional entertainers' profiles marked with a heart icon with which physical contact is not possible. Literally, they are saying that fake accounts are going to communicate with you and that there's no way to possibly have physical contact with them because they're not people that exist. This is honestly, to me, very interesting and have a very different approach to somebody running a bot website because I've seen so many others just try to lie about it, but this one's just going right out there and letting everybody know, yeah, by the way, we're all bots. Anyways, once you agree to this, you are then asked to confirm your email by clicking the link in an email that they've sent to you. From here, the website will then again have you answer a few more questions. These include if you are over the age of 18, if you accept the use of cookies, and again, a confirmation that you are okay with talking to fictional profiles of which you will not actually be able to meet up with as they do not exist in real life. Then you agree that you don't object to them using your personal info. And lastly, if you would like to receive emails from the actual company behind this website called Media Mailings, who is in the business of collecting personal data. From here, you can freely navigate around the website, and when you do, you will find that nude photos are allowed here. I had no problems browsing the website, and navigating through the different menus on the site was very easy. Even though this website is really only shelling out fake accounts, it actually runs pretty smoothly. So this is going to move me into number three on my list, which is the prices. But before I jump into that, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me into number three on my list, which is the prices. Okay, so here's the real kicker with this website, and it's that you can't talk to the bots for free. They require you to actually pay money to talk to accounts that they admit are bots. To me, this is very, very hilarious, and it feels so dystopian in a way. Like, this is what the future holds in online dating. There are no more people. You can only date robots. So if you'd like to go into the far distant future in a world where you can only date robots, this is exactly what it's going to cost you. They have a limited offer of 3 messages for $3, or you could go with their standard packaging, which includes 7 messages for $20, 25 messages for $50, 52 messages for $100, 105 messages for $150, or 300 messages for $300. This is unbelievably expensive. It's so expensive to do something like this, to talk to robots, when there are other online dating websites that are out there where you could communicate with real people for free. Again, I can only imagine that the users who are utilizing this website are people who just skipped all of the text and got fooled into thinking that they're actually talking to women on this website, or they're just people with way too much time and money on their hands. If you did want to join a more legitimate online dating website, I do suggest that you guys check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is going to move me on to number 4 on my list, which is the features. I figured it would be really fun to go through this website and see what they actually offer as a website that only really allows you to communicate with bots. It actually has a significant amount of menus and options and features for a website where you can't really talk to a real person. So let's get into it. After you first log in, you'll notice a few main menus. They include Mailbox, My Profile, Credits, Members, Match Game, Matched, Liked, Liked Me, and My Favorites. Starting with the Mailbox section, you will see that after about 24 hours, over 700 fictional girls have messaged me. Of course, this is really boosting my fictional ego. If a bot attached an image to the message, you will see a paperclip logo on the message. You will also see a lightning bolt logo occasionally, which means that the bot sent you a sex proposal, whatever that means. I mean, this is just really weird to me, considering the site literally had you agree to knowing that you're not going to be able to meet up with people. I have no idea what a sex proposal would be. Anyways, you may remember towards the beginning of this review that they said that specifically fake users will have a heart icon on their profile. However, you will not see that heart icon in your messages, and you actually have to click on their image to go to their profile to see if they have a heart logo. And honestly, I went through, for the sake of you guys, like 50 or 60 different profiles, and I've yet to come across a profile that didn't have a heart logo. Anyways, let's move on to the next section of the website called My Profile. Here you can fill out your profile so bots can look at it, I guess. You can list your height, body type, relationship status, hair and eye color, how you travel, which is to me a funny question, and there's some laughable options like none and mobility scooter, if you have tattoos or piercings, and if you're a smoker. You can also fill out an about me section as well as an about you section to let the bots know what you are looking for. You can also list your gender, the city you are located in, and your birth date. Of course, you can also add photos to your profile if you wish. You can also access settings here in case you wanted to turn off all of your notifications to your email. The next menu is credits, and this is simply where you would go if you wanted to pay to talk to bots. The next menu is the members page, where you can search through the bot accounts on the site. And an interesting thing here is that you can sort by men or women, but be warned, searching for men seems to be actual legitimate accounts, and there are a lot of dick pics in here. You can also sort by age range, by US state, or if they have a photo or not, and if they have a recent profile or if they're online now, which I imagine they would be online all of the time simply because they're freaking bots. The next menu is the Match Game menu. This is a similar setup to Tinder swiping feature, except it is primarily with bots. You can also set settings here to get bots to show you either men or women based on a certain age range and a made-up location. The matched menu is where you would go to see all of the bots you have liked in the match game that have also liked you. The liked menu is where you can see all of the bots who have liked you in the match game, whether they matched you or not. And the liked me menu is where you can go to view bots who have liked you. And lastly, my favorites is where you could go if you were looking for the users on the website that you have favorited. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised at the amount of site building that is put into this bot website that admits that it's a bot website, but I digress. So this is going to move me into number 5 in my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. For real, I don't really think this needs to be an in-depth section, to be honest. It's pretty clear that this website is unbelievably cluttered in bots and even admitting to it on top of that. And the thing is the bots on this website message you so much that even if there was one real girl on this website, there's no way you would know that you're being contacted by her because she'd be drowned out by the hundreds of other messages that you're getting. This website is simply just a waste of time and maybe just a second of complete hilarity if you feel like being entertained. Honestly, you're not going to find any success here, and I think that's really true no matter what you're looking for in an online dating website. But what you will get is a bunch of cookies that are going to be attached to your browser and a bunch of spam email as well. And this is all not considering the headache of what might happen if you decided to give them your credit card information. Anyways, if you wanted to give your credit card information to a more legitimate online dating website, then I do suggest that you guys check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, super duper appreciate it. And we'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.